This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Thursday, the new Friday, October 28th.
Today's pod's a T-boy. It's the best one yet.
Apocalypse, day 3. Getting thirsty, Jack.
For our first story, Snackers, Rent the Runway tossed on a Prada gown and just IPO'd for $1.5 billion.
Here's the thing, Snackers. The most important part about this business is the BFF.
For our second story, just in time for Halloween, billionaires are terrified by a brand new mega tax.
This could be the most specific, most unique, most intense tax that has ever been created, honestly, on planet Earth.
For our third and final story, McCocoCraft.
I love that name.
Just reported their quarterly earnings.
McCocoCraft, it's not one company, it's three companies, three big companies combined in your stomach.
But Snackers, before we hit that fantastic mix.
Honestly, what a beautiful mix today, Jack.
There's 3 days until Halloween.
Yeah, which means 2 days until Halloween Eve and 1 day until Halloween pre-eve.
Which means you definitely don't have your costume picked out yet.
No, you don't. But now you're realizing you don't have one, so you're Googling it and you realize you can't get anything nearly in time. This is going to be awful.
Everybody and their roommate is going as a Squid Game shoe. One of those white shoes.
You know what they are? It's going to be someone in a van shoe. That's what it's going to be.
So Nick and I whipped up some more digestible business-themed Halloween costumes for you right here, free of charge.
Snackers, Jack, and I got you covered on the Halloween costume front.
Costume number one, a stop sign with a video game controller.
Boom, that's GameStop.
Costume two, a sexy supply chain.
Jack, there is nothing hotter than a cargo ship that arrives on time.
All right, how about this one? The ghost of Jeff Bezos's empathy.
Yeah, I love this one. That is a dead spirit that haunts Jeff on a daily basis.
Or you could just wear some Levi's skinny jeans you have laying around.
Honestly, you're going to freak out everyone who's Gen Z at the party.
Now, this next one is personal. Peloton stock.
Yeah, because both Jack and I own Peloton stock, and honestly, that stock has been pretty much dead lately.
It is dead in my portfolio.
I'm checking the pulse.
Jack, no pulse on the Peloton stock. No pulse.
All right, we got a couple more for you here. You could dress up as Facebook's Ray-Ban glasses.
Because honestly, that is going to scare everyone you see.
Or you could just copy the costume your buddy is wearing right next to you.
Call it a zucking. There you go.
And then collect more candy than your buddy does.
And not share any of that candy.
Snackers, tweet us your business-themed Halloween costume at Robin and Snacks.
At Jack Kramer, at Nick of New York. We want to see your costumes, but we want to see your costume ideas first.
The four best ideas. That's going to be the intro of tomorrow's pod.
Yeah, that's pretty much. We're telling you what's going to be on the best pod yet. Jack, let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The snacks about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, Rent the Runway pioneered fashion rental, and it just IPO'd for a cool $1.5 billion.
Here's the thing about Rent the Runway. Your best friend is also their best friend.
First of all, Jack, I feel like we just got to get this out there. We haven't seen this before. There's no precedent for this.
7 exclamation points in the IPO paperwork.
Honestly, Rent the Runway had more exclamation points in its IPO paperwork than in your group chat planning at dinner.
Why buy clothing when you can rent it?
It's not just Rent the Runway. It's Rent the Runway!
Rent the Runway was founded 12 years ago. For that Cinderella moment we've all had.
Yeah, because you're going to prom and then you realize there's a dress that you can magically afford now that you couldn't afford before.
For instance, on Rent the Runway, you can rent a $700 Valentino butterfly gown for just $70.
$300 worth of cashmere for $30. Fantastic.
Now, it started as a one-off. Rent the Runway.
It did, because you're going to a wedding, you're going to see your ex, so you're going to rent and return a DVF Diane Van Furstenberg legendary gown.
And you're going to look good at that wedding for only $70.
But that one-off event is only a one-off sale for Rent the Runway. So they've evolved to become the world's largest closet to borrow anything.
It's not just dresses. They got coats, jewelry, ski wear, handbags, and you can buy the stuff too.
And they've evolved even further. It's not just gowns, and it's not just a one-off event thing. Now it's a daily habit.
Rent the Runway also pioneered clothing subscriptions. Like $100 a week, you get 10 items, any ones you want, return them at the end of the week.
Jack, you don't do your laundry at the end of the week. You just return it to Rent the Runway, and then you pick out next week's wardrobe, which like includes 3 crop tops and maybe some other kind of jeans pant that you want to throw on.
80% of their revenue is from subscribers like that, Nick, renting out their entire wardrobe for the entire week.
But because of the pandemic, they still got 15% fewer subscribers than they did before every wedding was canceled.
And before your wardrobe was just a cycling rotation of sweat.
But here's the funny thing Jack and I noticed about Rent the Runway when we jumped into the numbers. They make the dress more affordable to you, but they still can't afford the dress themselves.
This is tough. They lose more money at Rent the Runway than they take in.
Yeah, this is wild. Rent the Runway brought in $158 million of revenues, but they lost $171 million in that same time period.
That means for every dollar of revenue they bring in,
yeah,
they spend that dollar.
Okay.
And then they spend another dollar.
I'm a little scared.
And then they spend a little more.
Don't keep going. You're kind of freaking me out.
So it's very unprofitable. You can finally afford a Gucci dress, but Rent the Runway hasn't figured out how to make money off a dress in 11 years.
Gucci dress, Gucci price, Gucci size loss.
Another funny thing about Rent the Runway, they got to clean all those clothes, and that's expensive.
Yeah, it turns out Rent the Runway is spending nearly half of all that money they're bringing in from you just to make sure that everything's clean, just to launder it.
It is a massive dry cleaning operation.
Rent the Runway, world's biggest closet, world's biggest laundromat. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Rent the Runway?
Their biggest accomplishment is the BFF intro.
Amazing stat about Rent the Runway that we'd love. Rent the Runway only spends 10% of their revenues on marketing. That's it. Just 10% of the money they bring in goes to marketing their clothes.
Rent the Runway has become an efficient marketing machine because you do the marketing for them.
Yeah, get this, Snackers. 88% of Rent the Runway's new customers, they were referred by a friend. We're talking straight up word of mouth.
That means people love Rent the Runway, and that's really good fundamentally for their business.
Yeah, Rent the Runway, it's not paying Facebook to target like 18 to 26-year-old females living in Lower Manhattan who happen to have Instagram.
It's growing because Tina asked Tamara, love the poncho, Tina. Where'd you get it?
Is that chiffon?
And the answer, it's Rent the Runway.
If it weren't for the BFF intro, Rent the Runway would be losing even more money.
But the BFF intro is a sign that Rent the Runway is doing something really right.
For our second story, the first ever American billionaire tax is close to becoming a reality.
Unrealized gains.
Yeah.
Is the word of this story.
Yeah, as in like unrealized gains
very realized pains.
Snackers, the Senate and the House are racing to iron out details of how to pay for Joe Biden's Build Back Better bills.
And here's the thing. Some crucial Democratic senators have refused to raise taxes or to vote to raise taxes as part of this plan.
So Democratic leadership pivoted to create new taxes.
Instead of raising taxes, this is a proposal to create an entirely new tax from scratch.
How can I raise that tax? It didn't even exist before.
Well, they came up with two ideas, and the first one's pretty simple.
A new 15% minimum income tax on corporations.
Pretty straightforward. But the second new tax idea is much more complicated.
The billionaire tax.
Now, typically, individuals like you and us, we're paying income taxes to the federal government. You gotta do it.
Income taxes. Gertrude, what'd your W-2 say they got paid last year? Multiply it by X percent. That's what you owe the federal government.
But on Monday, we all saw the wild headlines related to Mr. Elon Musk.
It had nothing to do with his income, but his wealth grew by $37 billion in just one day.
Perfectly put, Jack. So Hertz, they bought 100,000 Tesla cars. Tesla stock soared. Elon owns a bunch of Tesla stock. Ipso facto, Elon's wealth, $37 billion more.
But again, that wasn't his income. It wasn't on his W-2. That $37 billion is unrealized gains.
And that $37 billion jackpot doesn't get taxed 1 cent.
It only gets taxed if it becomes a realized gain.
Exactly.
Which only happens if Elon sells his Tesla stock.
And that's when that stock would become income, and then it gets taxed.
If the billionaire tax gets passed, though, Elon would have to pay on those unrealized gains, a rate of about 20%.
That's 20% of the stock he owns, but hasn't sold for cash money.
So if he's sitting there,
probably tweeting,
looks at his account,
still tweeting,
looks at it again, and it went up $37 billion, then he owes $7.4 billion in taxes on that event.
So Snackers, this isn't just like a new potential tax. This would be the most targeted tax in like the history of taxes.
700 people. Estimated.
That's it.
That's how many billionaires there are in the US.
Yeah, because billionaires, they're like rainbows. Like we see them, we know who they are when we like recognize them, but they're rare.
I saw one at a Giants game.
Oh, you did? What were they like?
I just looked. I didn't talk.
You can't touch the rainbow. You taste the rainbow.
This billionaire tax only applies to people who have over $1 billion in stocks, bonds, or mutual funds.
And also, it would apply to people who made a hefty $100 million in income 2 years in a row.
But this bill, it's new. And it's not fully baked. There's some specific questions it doesn't answer.
Yeah, like what if Tesla stock plummeted the next day after Elon stock had surged?
What if he loses a bunch of money? Does he get tax money back, like a credit?
Does he still owe $7 billion if Tesla stock is worth $0?
There's still some questions to answer.
So many questions. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the Billionaire Rainbow Club?
This could end the $1 salary charade.
Yeah, Snacker, since 2013, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, he has only paid himself $1 in annual salary. Hey, what a good guy. Not too shabby.
Elon also doesn't get paid much salary. The great bulk of his income is from stock of Tesla that he gets granted.
Which is a good thing because the CEO that owns a lot of a company's stock is incentivized for the long-term growth of that company.
But not making much salary has become a clever way for CEOs to pretty much not pay taxes.
Yeah, according to ProPublica reporting, many billionaires have never really paid any meaningful tax.
That's partially because so many billionaires don't have a meaningful salary like you and me. They get paid in stock.
So this billionaire tax, it only has Democrat support right now and not even all the Democrats, and it probably isn't even going to pass.
Breaking news while we're recording this pod, Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia opposes the billionaire tax apparently. So this version of the bill is unlikely to become reality.
Yeah, so we're still going to have the $1 salary charade of the CEO.
For now.
For our third and final story, Jack opens up his closet of white Van slip-on shoes and distributes all the ones he's been hoarding for the last year.
I got one pair, dude.
We got a hot mic here, man. We got a hot mic. Third story, Snackers, Mick Coca-Craft. They just reported earnings.
And now we know what you're doing with your wallet and with your stomach.
Okay, full disclosure here. Mick Coca-Craft is not a real company, but McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and Kraft Heinz are, and together they are McCoca-Craft.
Big food, big drink, big snack.
I mean, Jack, we're talking the triad of taste over here.
Coke in your fridge, Kraft in your pantry, McDonald's ketchup residue still on your t-shirt.
Now together, this trio is McCoca-Craft. Each is the largest in their corner of the eating industry.
This is a food pyramid worth $500 billion on Wall Street, according to their market cap. And they all reported earnings yesterday on the same day.
And here was the theme of all three of their earnings. All three raised prices on your caloric intake. Not too shabby.
Kraft Heinz raised prices on 2/3 of all the products they sell, from mac and cheese to aforementioned ketchup.
McDonald's will keep prices up on Happy Meals 6% next year.
Coca-Cola is going to keep prices up on Coke Zero indefinitely.
Yeah, now that's not a surprise. That's not the new news, right, Jack?
You know that there's a shortage of workers in this country. You know there's a shortage of supplies of everything, all because of the pandemic.
But here's the surprise, we think. Here is the new news.
All of us consumers are apparently okay paying more for everything.
Yeah, because at all three of those companies in McCokacraft, sales rose. And for all three of those companies in McCokacraft, sales rose way beyond expectations.
You'd think sales might have fallen because higher prices... We don't like higher prices. You'd think we might have bought fewer product.
It was the exact opposite. Kraft Heinz, they even said that sales rose not because they sold more products than they usually do.
They sold the same number of mayonnaise jars, but you were willing to pay more for the same product of mayonnaise.
So we already knew that inflation was happening. We just didn't know consumers were going to accept it so happily.
We're buying just as much as before. We're just spending more.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at McCokacraft?
The pandemic has partially undone Amazon deflation.
Amazon deflation. A snack's original, Jack and I have been tracking, and here it is.
Historically, prices rise in this country, just like they are right now. It's called inflation. It's been happening forever.
Yeah, in the 40 years before Amazon existed, prices rose 4.5% on average every year across the United States.
4.5% was the inflation before Amazon. In the 23 years since Amazon, that inflation rate in the US got cut in half. Just over 2% per year.
Because Amazon introduced e-commerce, and e-commerce means comparison shopping, and that means lower prices, and that means not inflation.
Before Amazon, if you are a hardware store, you could raise prices. And what were consumers going to do? You could go to the next town. Who wants to go to the next town to buy a hose because it was too expensive at your local hardware store?
Yeah, on your horse and buggy, good luck.
We believe the force of Amazon and the e-commerce it introduced has suppressed inflation in America until now.
But the shocks of the pandemic have now changed that, and that is why you're happy to pay more for McCokacraft. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the new Friday?
Rent the Runway is now a stock with ticker symbol RENT.
The BFF competitive advantage. Your friend probably heard about the Rent the Runway from you wearing the Rent the Runway.
The first ever American billionaire tax looks like it won't get passed in its current form.
Yeah, because it's the most targeted bill ever. But it could end the $1 salary charade.
McCokacraft just showed that companies can raise prices and get away with it.
Yeah, the pandemic, though, it's partially offset all of that Amazon deflation. Now, time for our snack fact of the day. This one tweeted in by Darren Johns from lovely Marion, Indiana.
This is about Marion, Indiana.
Perfect timing, perfect place.
When a person is released from the county jail in Marion, they are to receive, by law, $5 and a mule from the county.
Yeah, if it sounds like an old law, it is an old law because there was an old law that was meant to help you start a new life outside of prison.
I love the spirit of this law, and I'm kind of impressed it's still on the books.
Yeah.
But local enforcement doesn't enforce it.
It's hard to find a mule these days. There's a shortage of mules.
It's too bad. It's a great law.
Snackers, you look fantastic today. Remember, if you got a Halloween costume idea, Jack and I want to hear your Halloween costume idea.
Tweet at us at Robin and Snacks, Jack Kramer and Nick of New York, or Insta DM us at Robin and Snacks, at T-Boy Jack, at Nick of New York.
Remember, the ghost of Quibi is always a legitimate option.
You do you.
Enjoy your Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow. And before we go, happy 127th birthday to the New York City Subway.
And happy birthday to Winnie Tang in Queens, New York.
And David D down in Philadelphia.
And Johnny Peach Barber.
The Peach.
From the great town of Brattleboro, Vermont.
Sweet as a rose, fuzzy as a peach.
Congrats to Bailey Pilot for getting a new job in New York City.
And Sam just snagged a new job, probably logistics, down in Chicago.
Jason just got a promotion in Sunnyvale, CA. He starts his new gig tomorrow.
And Molly Brown bought that first home in Portland, Maine. Better have heating.
Congrats to all of you and anybody else celebrating. Make it a T-Boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Levi's and Amazon. Robinhood Snacks newsletters and podcasts reflect the opinions of only the authors, who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC, and do not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets, Inc., or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. They are meant for informational purposes only and are not a recommendation to buy or sell any security, cryptocurrency, or investment strategy in any account. This is not an offer or sale of a security, not a research report, and is not intended to serve as the basis for any investment decision. Any third-party information provided therein does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets, Inc., Robinhood Financial LLC, or any of their subsidiaries or affiliates. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal, and past performance does not guarantee future results. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Not sure any of that, Candy.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.